I'm Julia. Nice to meet you through network. Hope we could spend a wonderful morning together. And now the morning is worth 2 hours in the evening. 一天之计在于晨。若您有个美好的晨间生活，相信您一天的生活都是美好的，您会由此而滋生快乐之感的。A hard beginning makes a good ending. 常言道，善始善终。Last time we learned out with it. This is a way to say I want to hear the truth from you. It's usually said by teacher or parent when they think a child is lying. 下面我们马上就来揭晓上期的习题答案 Number 1. 桑迪打开窗子说亮话，干脆朋友间就不要保守秘密了。Sandy, out with it. Come, no secrets among friends. Number 2, 你在冥思苦想些什么？说出来吧。What are you thinking so intensively? Out with it. Number 3, 如果你有什么想法，我希望你说出来。If you have anything on your mind, I want you to come out with it. Have something on one's mind. 意思是某人心中有心事，某人心中想着些东西。Come out with it, 坦率地说出来。上期我们就说了 out with it, 就是由 come out with it 而来的。Okay, now let's come to today's lesson. First, please listen to the recording.
Mom, I can't tell you what Jerry said about you.
Out with it. I want to know everything.
And now, please listen to me to read the dialogue. Here we go. Listen carefully. I can't tell you what Jerry said about you. I want to know everything. Okay, now, guys, can you spot the differences between my pronunciation in my speech and the one in the recording? 好了，有不少客友问我，为何每隔一期就会说到 real speech? What's real speech on earth? 那 real speech?究竟是什么呢？刚才我们听到录音中的发音，在美国街头语的口语教程中称之为标准发音，而我的发音则称之为实际发音，就是美国人在日常生活中会在标准发音上有些变异，但是这又是有规律可循的。影视中的发音就是实际发音，因此实际发音就成了我们听力的拦路虎。Number 1, I can't tell you what Jerry said about you. It's pronounced as I can't tell you what Jerry said about you in American films. 在这一句话中，我们要注意下面的三个意群。第一个是Can't tell you 中的 can 在肯定句中是弱读 a 的发音为 a， 但是在否定句中是重读 a 的发音则是大蝴蝶 a。 Can't tell 中的 can't 是以 t 结尾， tell 则也是以 t 开头，雷同的两个音标在一起，前面 can't 中的 t就不发音了。 Tell you 中的 tell 是以辅音 o 结尾， you 的发音为半元音 you， 辅音和元音连读为 liu， 因此 can't tell you 发音为 can't tell you。 第二个意群是 said about you 中的 said about 中的 said 是以辅音 d 结尾，About 是以元音 a 开头，连读为 d。 About you 中的 about 是以辅音 t 而且是轻辅音结尾， you 的发音为半元音 u， 且轻辅音 t 在元音前浊化为浊辅音 d， 因此连读为 about you。 Number 2,Out with it, I want to know everything. 在这个句子中，我们要注意下面的三个意群。Out with it 中的 out 是以爆破音结尾， 在美语中发音很弱很弱，特别是当语速快时就吞掉这个音。第二个音群是 want to 中的 want， 是以爆破音 t 结尾， to 又是以同一个爆破音开头，雷同的两个音标 out 中的 t 就不发音了， to 在美语中发为 d。 第三个音群 know everything 中的 know，是以双元音 o 结尾， everything 是以元音 a 开头，元音和元音也是要连读的，这个规律很难掌握。 o 遇到 s 连读，在两个音标之间加上辅音 w， 因此发音为 know everything。Now let's pay intensive attention to wording. Let's look at the key sentences. I can't tell you what Jerry said about you. Say about something or somebody 意思是谈论某人或某事。 She said nothing to me about it. 她没有跟我说过这件事。 He knew if he wasn't be back by midnight, his father would have something to say. In this sentence, have something to say means to be angry. 她知道如果他半夜还未归家的话，他的父亲会发火的。Talking of say, we have some other useful short sentences. They are as follows. I said to myself, that can't be right. 我心想那不对。Say to oneself means think. That's impossible. So you say, 那不可能，不见得哦。So you say means,I think you might be wrong. It's said that she lived to be over 100 years. 据说她活了一百多岁了。It's said that plus of course, 意思是据说。It seemed to say rumor has it that or report has it that. Why can't I go out now? Because I say so. 我为何不能出去呢？因为我说了算。What do you want it for? I would rather not say.你要这做什么？我还是不说的好。As for sentence structure analysis, can't tell is predictive. What Jerry said about you as an object course used as direct object. You as indirect object. The translation of the whole dialogue is, 妈妈，我不能告诉你 Jerry 是如何说你的，别隐瞒了，说出来吧，我想知道。
Alright, that's enough for today.
Okay, I've got it. Today is Friday. May you have a nice weekend. Thank you for listening this time. See you next Monday.